Happy Father's Day to all of our fathers. Before I forget, and I think I'm going to talk a little bit about what this is all about later in my homily here, but guys, if I haven't got to you yet, know that I'm getting the men together on my lawn this Tuesday night, 6-ish I'm saying, because people have to get off work and get over here. But we don't want to start too late because it's a work night and don't want to go terribly late. But anyway, 6-ish, we're going to have meat on the grill. I got a new fire pit. The reason I picked Tuesday night is because an old tradition is it's called St. John's Eve. And in many countries, Catholic tradition has that they would have a celebration on that day. And they'd actually build bonfires and kind of center around that. So we're going to get our lawn chairs around my fire pit and celebrate St. John's Eve, because the next day is St. John the Baptist's birthday, and it's my birthday too. So anyway, so bring a beverage for sure if you can, and then maybe bring a lawn chair if you can. I got a ton of them, but I think a ton of guys are coming, and maybe a side dish if you want. And then email me and let me know if you're coming so I can know how much meat to get, okay? Should be good. Part of me wonders whether fatigue has set in all of us, maybe myself too. You know, do we keep talking about it? You have that on the one end, but on the other hand, you have a lot of people saying, why isn't anybody talking about this? Talk about what? Well, I'm calling it an eruption of evil in our times. There's an aggressive power, and I say this is a power that opposes the Holy Spirit, okay, evil, that has seemed to, like a volcanic eruption in our times, okay? We can look at the streets on fire throughout the United States, looting, violence, calls to abolish the police. I mean, it's just crazy. And then this Monday, the Supreme Court ruled that the 1964 Civil Rights Act's prohibition on sex discrimination in employment also prohibits such discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation and transgender status. They made it up. Archbishop Gomez statement follows. He's the president of the United States Council of Catholic Bishops. He writes, I am deeply concerned that the U.S. Supreme Court has effectively redefined the legal meaning of sex, in quotations, in our nation's civil rights law. This is an injustice that will have implications in many areas of life. By erasing the beautiful differences in complementary relationship between man and woman, we ignore the glory of God's creation and harm the human family, the first building block of society. Our sex, whether we are male or female, is part of God's plan for creation and for our lives. As Pope Francis has taught with such sensitivity, to live in the truth with God's intended gifts in our lives requires that we receive our bodily and sexual identity with gratitude from our Creator. No one can find true happiness by pursuing a path that is contrary to God's plan. Every human person is made in the image and likeness of God, and without exception, must be treated with dignity, compassion, and respect. Protecting our neighbors from unjust discrimination does not require redefining human nature. We pray that the Church, with the help of Mary, the Mother of God, will be able to continue her mission to bring Jesus Christ to every man and woman. Today's Gospel, Jesus says to the 12, fear no one. Nothing is concealed that will not be revealed, nothing secret that will not be known. You've heard me say, I believe the times we're living in right now is a Satan overreach. He's exposing himself. He's throwing everything, including the kitchen sink, at us and we're horrified. And I keep pointing back to Matt Walsh when he was here, and his topic was Satan's tactic for Christian America. Don't awaken their courage. This is precisely the time that we're called to be courageous. I've also been saying that this satanic eruption, volcanic eruption of evil in our times, is manifested by rage and division. That's why I'm going to talk again about why I'm getting the guys out Tuesday night. I want to get out ahead of this. If we're not careful, those demonic spirits of rage and division will get in us. Look at us now. I mean, my heart is pounding and I don't want to cry, but we're a pretty tight family. Imagine if those demonic spirits got in and we started tearing each other apart. It's not happening. I want to get out ahead of us. So I'm starting with the men. I've been working on us men for many years now. We're the St. Josephs. We have to lead. But I want to get out ahead of us. Men, we need to be tight. This is the time, I'm saying, for us to circle the wagons. Be a unified force. To stand against these powers. I'm sorry if you're having battle fatigue right now, any of you, men or women, that are listening to me right now, but you got to get over it. Because we got to fight. What that looks like is not what it looks like from our enemies. We're not going to go down burning down buildings. Not going to loot stores. We're not going to threaten people, their lives, their safety. That's not the way God works. But what we are going to do is be courageous enough to acknowledge Jesus before others. Everyone who acknowledges me before others, I will acknowledge before my Heavenly Father. But whoever denies me before others, whoever cowers, hides in fear, afraid that the rage mob will attack, hides our beliefs, hides our love for God, I will deny before my Heavenly Father. It's not easy, but it's necessary. And so those demonic spirits of rage and division, we need to counter that with a peaceful resolve and unity. We're seeing division among family members too. Each picking their side. Here's what we can't do though. We can't go out to meet them by denying any part of the truths of God. Divine revelation, sacred scripture, sacred tradition. We need to be unified in this, in the truth. Unity in truth. I always point to Jesus in the Bread of Life discourse. Listen, you got to eat my body and drink my blood. This guy's crazy. We're out of here. John 6:66, chapter 6, verse 66. And many of them went back to their former way of life. We're tempted to do that. We want to distance ourselves, right, from nut jobs that actually believe in miracles, that believe this cracker is actually body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus. See what I'm saying? We're so tempted. I'm so proud of everyone that showed up, and we have an equal number that reached out to me and says, I really want to be there, but we got to go to, you know, Nebraska or whatever. You know, they had other things to do. 300, upwards of 300 gathered last Sunday afternoon. And we processed in peaceful resolve our Eucharistic Lord. And I grew up in the 60s. I was a little kid. I watched on the news. That was the place right there where we marched, right where we processed the Lord, where the eruption of evil at that time raged on. Radical hedonism, radical narcissism tried to take over the country. That's what's happening now. They look like a bunch of spoiled little children. We don't want any police. We should just be able to go into a store and take whatever we want. And this is what I've been saying about this. It happened fast, didn't it, right? That horrible incident in Minnesota, the bad cop on the poor man's neck. But it was looking for the culture was looking for someone to press the red button. Boom! Even the police are like, we're just gonna stand back from. It's like duck and cover, right? Well, I wrote an article a couple days ago and I said, duck and cover is over. Okay? It's time for us to rise up. Again, we don't play by their tactics, their rules. Right? We don't rage and divide at them. Peaceful resolve. Unity. That's what we're called to do. I wanted to point out St. John Chrysostom. He was in a time of great persecution as well in the church. My brothers and sisters, they just knocked down a statue of St. Eutypero Serra. I don't know if any of you are part of the Serra Club. A great, mighty missionary that helped Native Americans, those in need. They knocked down another statue of Christopher Columbus, who the Knights of Columbus are named after. They went into church and pulled out the tabernacle with the Eucharist inside. This afternoon, the disciples of Lucifer are marching across the country today, 2 to 11 p.m. You might have battle fatigue, but get over it. Maybe no other time in history where we need it. See, they're marching toward us. A statue here, a statue there, a tabernacle here. You see what I'm saying? You got, right after this Supreme Court decision, you got a multitude of Democrat politicians who wanted to take that and even bring more laws against our own religious liberty. They're working on that right now. While I believe the other side is in duck and cover, we got to get out of our foxhole. We got to do it fast. St. John Chrysostom, as he was actually exiled a number of times. By who? By the ruling class. You know, again, realize this. Jesus said, turn the other cheek, love your enemies, blah, 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 all that good stuff. But you know what else he said? He said, you brood of vipers. Wait a minute, turn cheek, love enemies. What do you? He said that to the ruling class. See, they don't get that pass. The enemy is not against those who have been indoctrinated by the ruling class. Okay, that's not the war. That's not who we're against. So please, please, try to be a bridge to those who have been indoctrinated. Help them. Win the argument, win the soul. But to the ruling class, Jesus modeled for us, you brood of vipers. It's on. They're the generals for Satan's army. And they own and operate everything right now. We let them. St. John Chrysostom wrote, "The waters have risen and severe storms are upon us, but we do not fear drowning, for we stand firmly upon a rock. Let the sea rage, it cannot break the rock. Let the waves rise, they cannot sink the boat of Jesus. What are we to fear? Death? Life to me means Christ. Even death is gain. Exile? The earth and its fullness belong to the Lord. Confiscation of goods? We brought nothing into the world, and we shall surely take nothing from it. I have only contempt for the world's threats. I find its blessings laughable. I have no fear of poverty, no desire for wealth. I am not afraid of death, nor do I long to live except for your good. I concentrate, therefore, on the present situation, and I urge you, my friends, to have confidence. Fear no one, Jesus said. Nothing is concealed that will not be revealed. The enemy is exposing himself, but our fear and intimidation and our lack of response is being exposed as well. But whoever denies me before others, I will deny before my Heavenly Father. I don't want that. I don't want that. And so, my brothers and sisters, let's unite. Let's be as one. Let's be locked. Let's be as tight as we could possibly be. Circling those wagons. United in a common cause. Guys, we'll be together Tuesday night. But here's what I'm asking, too. There's things coming up I need help with. One is, we're forming an evangelization team. Praise God, Jonathan Shoemaker has offered to lead this team. I need people on fire who are not one of those who denies him, but one who acknowledges him before others, who loves the Lord and wants everybody else to love him too. See me, okay, or see John. We're going to speak what we heard in the darkness in the light. We are going to receive the whispers we hear from the Lord and proclaim them from the housetops. We are going to be proud to be the Catholic Christians that we are. Let us pray.